This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
I saw a big alarmist article the other day. By the year 2100, the oceans are going to rise 1.5 inches.
The Health Ranger Report.
I'm thinking to myself, 1.5 inches? That doesn't wipe out coastal cities, okay?
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Hey, in this podcast, I want to offer you some personal support. And also thank you for your personal support of what I'm doing. But I understand a lot of what you're going through. The confusion with the world around us all, the changes that are happening so rapidly, the seeming insanity that's emerging. And it's like, do you feel like humanity is somehow being punished every day, or that humanity is losing its grip, or that humanity is almost lost, perhaps? Those kinds of feelings? Because I've been getting, you know, a lot of comments from readers and fans, and they're expressing some of this and a lot of concern for the future of humanity. And of course, I share a lot of those concerns as well. And so I wanted to offer this maybe more intimate podcast to reaffirm with you that you are on the right track, and that you're not, you haven't gone off the deep end. It is actually the world going crazy around us right now. And I'm going to help you try to understand what I think is happening. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I've done a lot of analysis, and I think I've got some insights to share with you that might help you stay more grounded and understand why there's a real legitimate case for long-term optimism in all of this. It's not all doom and gloom in the long run. And I know you might be surprised hearing that from me, because I'm always warning about things. I'm warning about, you know, the risk of a solar flare and EMP attack. I'm warning about the pesticides and herbicides in the food supply. I'm warning about mercury and vaccines and so on. It's in my nature just to do both things, to offer solutions and also offer warnings, both. And that's what I do. So, you know, I don't apologize for it. I can't help it even. It's just an expression of who I am. But I do have a legitimate case for real optimism to share with you. So let's start with the basics. Number one, your observations of what's happening in the world around you are accurate. You're not distorted. The world is distorted in so many ways. The language is being distorted, you know, with the politically correct language police. The education system is distorted. The politics are more distorted than ever before. And the media is wildly distorted more than ever before. You're seeing a fracturing of the human psyche. And that's expressed or reflected through the media, where you have this divergence of ideas, or even divergence of the very definition of reality in the mainstream media. You've got, well, on the political spectrum, you've got the left and the right media, and they no longer have any common ground. But you've also got this on issues like vaccines. You've got the vaccine poison pushers, and then you've got the people that they call anti-vaxxers, like you and me, even though we're not anti-immunization. We're just concerned about the toxic ingredients in vaccines, but there's divergence between these groups, and there's very little common ground. And you're seeing this on every issue. Even in economics, there's a fracturing, by the way, in the debates among economists. You know, the old Keynesian economists are, still clinging to their ideas of inflationary money creation to solve the world's problems, you know, versus the more hard currency, even gold bug Austrian economics types of people. And these two groups have absolutely no common ground anymore. So there is a divergence in the human psyche, and you're feeling it. Almost like Ben Kenobi in Star Wars is like, I feel a disturbance in the force, you know? And there is kind of a disturbance in the force. There is there's almost a shared consciousness overlay. You know, not to get too metaphysical about all of this, but we are conscious beings, and we do have shared, what's the best way to say this?
there is, you ever heard of the 100th monkey effect? You know, where there's a island of monkeys, of primates, and they teach some of them a new way to use a tool. And those monkeys share that technique with other monkeys. It's like a tool for collecting food. And, you know, primates are very good at using simple tools. And when the knowledge of this tool spreads to the 100th monkey, at least this is the way it's said, explained, then all of a sudden the knowledge almost spontaneously takes a quantum leap to all the other monkeys on the island, even those monkeys that didn't have contact with the first 100 monkeys. And I haven't read that research, so I can't tell you if that's an accurate description or if it's more of an urban legend. But the idea is that when an idea or a mental meme, when it reaches a certain critical mass, it becomes shared somehow, maybe through a process that we don't yet understand, that the science just hasn't advanced to that level, you know, to understand it. It becomes shared and it becomes perceived and even adopted almost unconsciously by other monkeys in other places on the island. And of course, the extension of this idea, if you believe the research, is that human beings, that their minds are not just receiving information, but also in a sense, even involuntarily broadcasting information. And thus every person affects everybody else. And when there's global tension or global fear, that it causes the spreading of fear or tension or uncertainty into the minds of individuals who may not even understand why they're feeling that way. It's like what Ben Kenobi said, there's a disturbance in the force, and you are connected to everybody else through this invisible non-material thing called consciousness. So that's at least how the theory goes. What it means is that if you're an especially sensitive person, or if you're especially perceptive, or if you're able to relax your mind and maybe not using substances for abuse, you know, where you're actually in a more meditative state, you're probably more sensitive and more open to information from some of these other sources. Maybe you're more intuitive, for example. Maybe you are more tuned into people's emotions. Maybe you pick up on that more easily than other people. Maybe you've even had experiences in your life that you might even categorize as psychic or paranormal or extrasensory, as they say. And so you might call yourself a super sensitive kind of individual. Well, that means that you're just picking up on things more quickly than the average person. So while the masses in society are still running around oblivious to reality, you know, just buying Starbucks coffee or whatever they're doing, you know, paying attention to celebrities and sports and, I don't know, entertainment, cheap entertainment, whatever they're doing, those people can be oblivious because their minds aren't centered. They're not able to receive information that's subtle because they're overpowering their sensory experience with, you know, drugs or alcohol or sexual addictions, perhaps, or what else do people do? You know, gambling, all kinds of addictions, or maybe just partying all the time. They're overloading their brains with all this sensory, overload. And you, on the other hand, being a more centered person, more of a holistic person, you are more sensitive to the early subtleties of some of the changes that are happening in the consciousness of the world around you. And I understand that I don't normally get into even this kind of sort of esoteric conversation, but it's very important right now because we're at a very trying time in human history. And that leads me to the other part of my message, which is that you are witnessing signs of what some people call the end times, but other people call the rebirth. And the truth is that they're both true. So for one era to come to an end means another era will be born out of that. One door closes, another door opens. It's cyclical, just like everything in the cosmos. It's cyclical. Just as, you know, you have the full moon and then you have the waning moon and then you have the new moon. And of course, this is reflected in all kinds of human myth throughout human history and ancient civilizations, cultures, and so on.
And they believe in this pattern, which I believe in as well, that, you know, it's a pattern of life and death. And in Chinese culture, it's called, well, English people pronounce it yin and yang, but in Chinese, it's actually pronounced yin and yang. And what it means is that there's a cycle of destruction and then rebirth. And during this cycle, and we're in the destruction phase right now of human civilization. So it's very disturbing to see this happening. And we haven't really gone through the collapse, the big collapse, the downfall of human society as it's structured today. But it's imminent. It's right there. You know, we really have a front row seat, all of us, to the things that are coming down, the epic failures of human arrogance, probably is the best way to say it. The arrogance of poisoning the planet with pesticides. The arrogance of building nuclear power plants, hundreds of them all across the planet, maybe over 1,000 actually. The arrogance of thinking that we can override nature with antibiotic chemicals, for example. Well, now we have superbugs that might wipe out humanity one day. You know, the arrogance of genetically engineering seeds with non-plant DNA that could result in widespread genetic pollution, food supply collapse, and so on. Just the arrogance of humanity will be reined in. You know, the arrogance of a society that has grown based on the amplification of technology through electronics and transactional computing-based systems, all of which are highly susceptible to one solar flare, a coronal mass ejection event, CME, resulting in the wiping out of most electronics across perhaps half the planet, for example, taking down the power grid, for example. So humanity has been a very arrogant species so far, and has, instead of learning to live in harmony with nature and to live in a sustainable way that has a long-term planning for harmonious life on our planet, instead of that, humanity has become domineering, it has become dangerous, it has become arrogant, exploitative, humanity has pillaged the planet, humanity has poisoned the planet, and sectors of humanity have sought domineering control over all the rest of humanity. And so these are horrible traits for a species that hopes to survive long term. And I see it as really the infant stage of human civilization. And it's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove. And the parent maybe slaps the child's hand away from the stove, or the child touches the stove and experiences a very painful burn. We are at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned badly. And we're either going to get slapped down by something or perhaps Mother Nature. And by that, that's a metaphor, obviously, for something like, let's say, a deadly pandemic disease outbreak that modern medicine can't control. That would be Mother Nature slapping us back. Or we're going to suffer very painful burns, a very, very costly lesson in why the way society is structured today is the wrong way to structure societies. You might see that played out in terms of an economic collapse, for example. Now, the banking system collapse, a loss of financial transactional capabilities cascading through the global debt system and banking system, which of course is tied into food deliveries and agriculture, electricity, power generation and delivery, international trade, consumption, production, everything. And, you know, without the financial transaction system, you can't sustain society at its current population. So no matter what unfolds, it's going to be some kind of big lesson for human civilization. Again, because we're an arrogant, infantile species. We have a lot to learn, but we as humans, our problem as humans is we think we're going to conquer nature rather than humbly learn from nature. And by nature, I mean that in a very broad sense. I'm talking about the laws of the universe, the cosmos. I'm talking about the nature of reality, everything from mathematics to gravity to astrophysics to quantum physics to everything. We have so much to learn from nature, and yet we think as humans that we have conquered nature, which is a foolish, it's an idea of an imbecile. It's so incredibly foolish. It's just like, what? Why? How can you think that you've conquered nature? You've learned nothing. And so if I were, let's say a cosmic elder wise man that was trying to give Earth a lesson, I would say much the same as what I'm telling you right now. I would say, well, you know, you've had an interesting run. You've figured out how to burn fuel to grow a lot of food and have a lot of babies. You know, that's it. That's an interesting first step. So you've ruined the planet. You've destroyed the ecosystem. You've pulled all the mercury out of the ground and put it into all your children through vaccines and dental fillings. That's kind of idiotic. You've found out ways to create synthetic, deadly, toxic pesticides and chemical weapons. And some of those are the same, by the way. They used to be chemical weapons. Now they're pesticides or vice versa. Let's see. You as a species, you have you've decided to live on the teetering edge, the precipice of collapse, because you've engaged in so much specialization that you've forgotten how to grow your own food. You've forgotten how to exist as a partially agrarian society. You've become specialists in virtual delusion. You know, specialists in Snapchat, specialists in computer code, specialists in the world of online technology. But you've lost track of the world in which you live, a world that gave rise to your physical bodies, because you are built of the nutrition and the molecules that came from the plants, that came from the soil on the physical earth that you inhabit, and yet you are destroying that earth, which means you're ultimately going to destroy yourselves. That's what I would say. So you might ask, well, where's the good news in all of that? The good news is that humanity is on a path to learn something. And this lesson is going to be very costly. We might see a collapse of 90% of the global population. We're going to see the collapse of the current financial system, no question about it. We might see nuclear war. We might unleash radiological damage that would make portions of this planet uninhabitable for 300, 400, 500 years, or even 10,000 years, depending on what weapons are used or what accidents take place. But that's still a short period of time in the history of the planet. And the good news is that humanity will actually not be made extinct. Humanity will survive even if it's a small population. You know, at one time in human history, there were only 5,000 humans. There was a big die-off of early pre-humans. I don't remember the correct anthropological term, so please forgive me for that. But whatever was before Homo sapiens or what have you. Anyway, at one point, the human population collapsed to about 5,000 people on the entire planet, about 5,000 people. And it's from those 5,000 people that all of us have come. So humanity has contracted and nearly collapsed, but it didn't. It survived, and then it expanded again. And so back to that yin-yang dynamic in the universe, we have death and rebirth. We have contraction, and we have expansion. We have light and darkness, you know, the cycles of the moon, the cycles of the sun, day and night, life and death, all of these things. These are the natural rhythms and cycles of the universe, and humanity is not exempt from these cycles. So we have been in an expansion cycle, and we've expanded to such insanity with population and, you know, chemicals and destroying the ecosystem and so on, that the contraction that's coming will be just as violent and just as seemingly bewildering as the expansion that we've gone through. And it just so happens that you and I are alive at this certain special time in history, where we are at the tail end of the expansion phase, where we've reached the point of insanity that precedes very closely the massive collapse. The collapse will come. It will come very soon. I can't guarantee that it's going to come next year or next month, but it's going to come very soon. And from that collapse, there will be the mass death of most humans, probably, on the planet today, And then from that, there will be a rebirth. And what's really interesting about all of that is that future human scientists will spend many, many decades, maybe even centuries, digging through the archaeological remains of the society that you and I see today as day-to-day reality. They will be digging through our stuff. They will be digging through our landfill and our garbage. They'll be digging through our old buildings, and they'll find buried AOL CD-ROMs offering 500 free hours with your subscription. They will find, yeah, literally, the CDs are going to be around for longer than almost anything else. They're going to find all our old electronics full of lead and poison and cadmium and everything. They're going to find all our old medical systems. They're going to find old servers, you know, internet servers, rooms full of servers. Oh, this used to be Google. Look at it. What is it now? It's a toxic waste dump because all these servers are made out of toxic metals. There are going to be some very interesting archaeological digs into the history that we know as our present. And they're going to learn something from that, which is the bigger point here. They're going to learn that maybe spreading mass poison all over the planet through pesticides and vaccines and medicine and everything else, maybe that's not the way to have a sustainable society. Maybe we shouldn't have all these nuclear power facilities that are all subject to a solar flare. You know, maybe we shouldn't build nuclear power plants on the edge of an island nation like Japan, where it's certain to be hit by a tsunami because of earthquakes at the ocean. You know, maybe we shouldn't have used up all the fossil fuels all at once. You know, things like that. Maybe we shouldn't have expanded to such a huge population that the world ran out of groundwater for agricultural just irrigation, basic irrigation. You know, this is happening in Oklahoma and Texas and parts of Colorado and Kansas and so on. Oh, and India and China, come to think of it. Oh, and parts of Russia as well, you know. Maybe living the way that we are living today is not sustainable. So that's what future scientists are going to be documenting. And it's going to be fascinating for them because they will learn some very important lessons. I mean, the evidence of our colossal screw up is huge. It's like we cover the whole damn planet almost. And the traces of our mistakes cover the whole planet. Just in terms of radionuclides, there's still radioactive molecules all over the planet from the open air atomic bomb testing that we have done as a nation and as a civilization. So that evidence is undeniable. It's all right there, easy to detect. I can detect it in my own lab, come to think of it. And I do. I see radionuclides in food to this day because we can detect it like parts per billion and parts per trillion concentrations. So I see radionuclides. I literally see, you know, like uranium and cesium and other things. In any case, I hope I've given you just a little bit of perspective. Perhaps I've made you and myself feel really, really small. Maybe you feel even inconsequential in terms of the big, big picture. And there's some truth to that, but I got to tell you this. Your spirit matters. Your consciousness matters. Your intention matters. Because, just like I mentioned early on, you're not alone in all of this. There's something about human consciousness that is shareable. It's almost like the social media of the spirit. The things that you do and the things that you think and believe and say actually do impact others. And so no matter what phase of this expansion and contraction that you happen to be born into, you can still have a positive effect on all forms of life, including non-human forms like plants and animals and so on, just by maintaining your truth, maintaining your ability to discern the truth, to speak the truth, and to not be hoodwinked by the delusions of the masses who are mostly going to die in the collapse anyway. So you are actually on the right path. And I can't say that, you know, how well you're going to fare in this collapse or if it will even come in your lifetime. I don't know how old you are. I don't know the year that things are going to really break down. Perhaps
perhaps you and I will pass on before the big collapse comes. It's hard to say. Or maybe there's a solar flare heading for Earth right this very minute, and it's going to strike tomorrow, and the whole system craters in less than 24 hours. There's no way for us to know that, and there's no way for us to control that. So all you can do is take charge of what you can control, which is your consciousness, your thoughts, your beliefs, your even faith in the long-term survivability of humanity, or the faith in the fact that you are here for a purpose, that you have a reason for existing, and there's something that is important for you to observe and learn to help maybe your own soul, but also to help maybe humanity in a very important way, to gain an understanding, to learn an important lesson, so that human civilization can graduate from its infantile stage and perhaps move upward and onward in this great cosmos. Perhaps humanity is destined for the stars. Perhaps humanity won't destroy itself. Perhaps humanity will colonize other planets. But I guarantee you that won't happen with the belief system that's in place today. Because humanity, as it's structured right now, isn't qualified to colonize the cosmos. It would be a danger to the cosmos. Humanity would be like an invading parasite virus to the cosmos if we expanded to other planets, given our current state of lack of ethics, arrogance, just monumental mistakes that we as a civilization continue to make over and over again. So before humanity can do that, it has to learn these big lessons, and you are part of that process of awakening. So you see how it all fits together? Even though we may seem small in the big cosmic picture, we're actually very important in this process of awakening because we are all connected, and because speaking the truth is such a rare thing, and it takes such courage, that just one voice speaking the truth can drown out 1,000 voices of lies and deception or delusion. So never underestimate the power of speaking the truth as a conscious being. It's more powerful than you might even imagine. Maybe one day I'll do a podcast about why, when you speak the truth, it even, how do I say this without sounding too far out there? It may even have non-locality quantum effects that are not limited by the fabric of time. So perhaps we'll discuss that interesting physics later on in another podcast. I'll just leave you with this. You really matter. Your spirit matters. Your voice matters. Your thinking matters. Literally, what you focus on also matters. And you and I, we can be physically destroyed, but we are not spiritually destroyed. And our intention has a very important role to play in the advancement, the survival, and the progress of human civilization. Even though we know the collapse is coming, we also recognize that our contributions to awakening are necessary for humanity to learn the necessary lessons and move forward so that they can avoid this kind of collapse again in the future. You know, or maybe you just say, hey, 1,000 years from now, who's gonna remember any of this? Well, I think 1,000 years from now, there will be future human archaeologists digging through the ruins of our civilization and learning something from it. And you played a role in the awakening, and the collapse is a necessary component for the advancement of maturity of this species. So keep it all in context. It's not the end of the world. It's not doomsday, even if 90% of the population dies off. It's actually not doomsday. It's part of a learning process of a very young civilization that is making some very crude, very basic mistakes and has to learn from those mistakes in order to move forward. It's all part of human progress, and it involves you and me and every conscious being. So I hope that's perhaps explored a little bit of perspective for you. These are some of the things that I think about when I'm not covering the actual news of the day. I actually prefer to talk about philosophy. And, you know, these kinds of topics, consciousness as well, and not get wrapped up in the day-to-day drama of the fake news world and the fake politics world and all of that that's happening.
So maybe I'll do some more of these podcasts for you down the road. You can hear more at healthrangerreport.com. I really appreciate your support. I appreciate you and who you are. And I value your consciousness and your commitment to truth. It really, really matters. And we are in this together. I'm happy to be in this with you. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.